So, tefillah is a necessity, an ongoing necessity. So the Gemara says that women are mechuyev in tefillah. And the Magen Avraham wondered already in his time. He looked around the world, and there were an awful lot of women that weren't busy davening. So he wondered what it was about. And he gives a very difficult pshat, which I don't want to go into, in the sugya and brachas. Along comes the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, Dvorim, read the sugya kipashtusa, straightforwardly. Women are mechuyev in tefillah. Why are they mechuyev in tefillah? I had to admit to Sasesh Asman Gromo. No, they shouldn't be mechuyev the same way as men. So the Gemara answers, Tefillah is rachma nidah. Tefillah is to invoke the compassion of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And everyone has to invoke the compassion of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Every human being. Now, there's some things you have to do yourself in this world. A person has the strongest feeling of the need for the Rabbeinu Shalom's compassion, more than any other person could conceivably have for him. So Mameila, a person has to be mispala for himself. Tefillah is rachma nidah. There's another dimension. We have a very strange thing. Why is it that the Shliach Tzibur recites the whole Shemona Esrei, and we are passive? When it comes to Moedim, we all of a sudden have this Tefillah Moedim Derabbanan. What do we... The same way he said, well, I'm a shenim for me, and he said, "It's temach and shmar koleinu," so let him say moedim for me too. So the pshat is that when it comes to haidah, thankfulness, can thank through someone else. The Baal Din himself, the one that received the chesed, is the one that has to give the thanks. So mameila, we have to all respond moedim. It's not enough that the Shliach Tzibur says moedim. So my nephew told me that when Zayda Rav Yosef, his great-grandfather, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, had his operation 10 years before he died, that saved his life. It's very interesting. A man as swift as he was, but the life, he lived a very, in a certain regard, cloistered life. He didn't mix in the broad world. He stayed in the Dalai Lama's of Halacha. You know, he dealt with what he had to deal with in the government as a dayan, but he stayed out of the rest. And so he asked those around him. He did not know how to express thanks in English. Like my nephew speaks almost no English. He says to say thank you was very self-evident. You don't have to be, you know, he says, Zayda had no idea. I mean, his life was lived in such a plane, it just wasn't relevant to him. So he wanted to know how you express thanks in English. So they told him to say thank you very much. He said, because I do, he has to do directly. He can't thank the doctor through a shliach. Has to thank the doctor himself. So he has to know how to speak to him in English, not through someone else. Sakaloch l'maisa from this fact that we have moedim. So tefillah is rachman, you know. So the Chazon Ish wrote, women with young children are potter from tefillah. That's true. Why are they potter? Because Isaac b'mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. That's why they're potter. But then he adds a classic line. He says, but noshim tzidkonius, righteous women, b'chol dor v'dor, found time to daven. They didn't let life go by without tefillah. But essentially, they're potter, not because inherently they're potter. Tefillah is rachma. They also need the rachma of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Under the circumstances, they're always a good mitzvah, potter but a mitzvah. So they're exempt. So tefillah is rachma, you know. Now we have two aspects of why we have the three tefillahs a day. Even according to the Rambam, the tefillahs deraisa, that suffices for one tefillah a day. There's no beschayvus for more than one tefillah a day, according to the Rambam. So why do we have three tefillahs? So there we have a debate in the Gemara. On one end, it's keneged kabonas tiknum. There's the korban tomet shel shachar, the korban tomet shel ben arbayim. And then, depending how busy the Beis HaMikdash was, right? One was the korban Tomid normally brought, B'teisha V'chaitzi, right? Mishnah Psochem, 9.5 hours of the day. By the time it took about approximately an hour to do the whole process of the korban, but it was an hour and a half, manas left in the day when they finished the korban Tomid Shobain Arbayim. So it depends. Now, after you do the Zrikas Adam, you still have to burn up the pots. It's a carbon oil. You have to burn the rest of the pots on the Mizbeach. Will you succeed in doing that before Shkiyas HaChama? It depends. If it was a slow day at the Beis HaMikdash, they may in fact succeed in burning everything up before Shkiyas HaChama. If it was a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash, so we have the whole night to do it. So the Tekhtach HaLom V'Vorom is kosher kol ha-layla. The whole night following, they could be burned up. And there may be many, if it was a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash, they hated it. So, connected that, because of the fact that it could take place at night, so there's a tefillah of the night time too. That's tefillas arvus. According to the halacha, we paskin like the Tana Nimura Rishum and Levi, the tefillas arvus is rishus. Why is it rishus? Because Hekta Chalav and Bevorim did not necessarily have to take place b'layim. It could have taken place if it wasn't a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash, it took place b'yayim. So by the time night time came, there was nothing to do. The avodah was closed up. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said tefillas arvus rishus. The implication of being rishus, so you can learn rishus means it's optional. The reader Balatosis didn't learn that way. The reader learns that if you have a good reason, a compelling reason, then you're allowed to skip marv. But without a compelling reason to skip it, you know, if you have a business deal to make and you know thousands of dollars are going to go down the tubes, that's a compelling reason. For that reason, you would be allowed to skip marv. But for a non-compelling reason, then you're not allowed to skip marv. Different sheet is what Tfilas Arvus Rishus is. No. We paskin, why is it Rishus? Because it didn't have to take place at night. It could have been in the daytime too. But we paskin that even though it's Rishus, that it's a minig, the Klal Yisrael accepted upon itself, and we have to daven. Toif. That's one track, Keneged Karbonos. There's a second track. And that second track is the Ovis Tikkun. It's following the Derech of the Ovis. Yaakov Avinu was, Avram Avinu Yitzi, Avram Lasuach, right? He went Lasuach Basoda, and he was the early rising type, Vayashkim Avram Babaikar. So this took place in the morning, and he had a tefillah. But Yitzchak's tefillah was in the afternoon. And finally, the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu was at night. So, that's the second track. That is a big difference between those two tracks. The track of the Ovis has no built-in limitation to it. Yeah, you didn't do it now, you do it later. It does not necessarily indicate what the limitations are. The track of Keneged Karbonos, Karbonos raised their own question to them. Right? By Tfilas Musaf, for example, there's no Tashlumen. Why is there no Tashlumen for Musaf? So we say, over Zman, Obotu Karbon. It represents a Karbon. The Zman of the Karbon passed. That's it. If you miss the Zman of the Karbon, it's bottle. Come back tomorrow. Come back next time. You're supposed to bring it. So the question is, since the Tfilas are connected to Karbonos, so maybe they have an aspect of Ovar, Zman, Obotu Karbono, and that's it. You miss Shachros, you can't do Mincha. You miss Mincha, you can't do Marv. That's it, you know, to make as a makeup. Or do we say the Shasta as the Tfilas Rachmin, you know? And Rachamim is something that we have to make maximum allowances for. Maximum allowances for Rachmin. So that's the Shaila. So we have driving the notion of the Tfilas Tashlumen is that it's Rachme. So that comes out simply that Tfilas Musaf is not asking basically for the Rabbanu Shalom's Rachme. It's a commemorative of the Tfilas Musaf. But it really is not a Tfilah to ask to invoke the Rabbanu Shalom's Rachme. So Mameila, we understand that by Kibbul Kamer Musaf there's certainly no Tashlumen. But when it comes to regular tefillah, so which is it? Do we say that tefillah is rachmanino? Or do we say that tefillah is rooted in karbonos? And obazman obotu karbonos. This is the background to which they come to the din of tashlumen. So the din of tashlumen allows a person, as long as he wasn't amazed in skipping tefillah, whether it was an oinus, he was stuck in traffic. He was coming home. He left work 3 o'clock, an hour and a half to Shkia, and whatever, a truck broke down. And that day, he sat for 2 hours on the highway. So Mamela couldn't daven. He certainly shouldn't be daven when he's in the car and has to drive. That certainly you shouldn't do. That's, you know, forget about that. So Mamela was an Einus, or he was busy, and he was a Shocheach. He forgot, you know. Sometimes if a person is used to davening every day at a certain time, and then you have to break your kfius, so it's very, very hard to remember that you still have to daven. You're not used to davening at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it doesn't cross your mind that you're supposed to daven. I daven every day at 1:30. So if I wouldn't daven 1:30 at 4 o'clock, it's very hard to remember, you know, that I have to daven anymore. So a person could be shocheach also. So for those cases, a person is allowed to do tefillas tashlumin. If he's amazed, he decided, listen, you know, this shacharis I could do without, you know. The under the covers are beckoning, you know, I put my nose out. Too cold already in my bedroom. Forget about going outside. And he pulls the cover back over his head. Then he doesn't have the right to come ask for a tashlumin for that. Yeah.
Maybe the Rav will discuss it, but two questions. Let's say one is sick all afternoon and just feels he doesn't have to call up the daven. And what if, for example, say this time of the year, well, felt okay from 12:30 to, say, 1:30 to 2 o'clock, and then suddenly got sick and then was no longer daven. Does tashlumin kick in either or both of those situations?
I would think so. I mean, a person wanted to daven. Why didn't he daven? Ultimately, because he didn't feel well, not because he didn't want to daven. You know, just because he could have davened. If he would have known earlier that he's going to be sick later, yeah, if we would know. Yeah. Listen, if I would know what the stock market will be tomorrow, I'd be a very rich man, you know. But my crystal ball has been cloudy. I don't know, Warren Buffett seems to have one that's not clear, that's not cloudy, you know. Yeah.
Something about, you mentioned about a car, not davening in a car. If a person's in a parked car.
That's fine. If you're a passenger in a car, you could also daven.
If you're just sitting in, you're a driver, but you're not driving. Let's say in a major shopping center.
Yeah.
You have nowhere to go, nowhere. The only thing you can do is go into your car and daven in your car. The other choice is to daven standing up in a parking lot with people who.
It depends on different people are different, but if you're to start, if it bothers you like that, and the only place you could daven properly is in sitting in a car, you should sit. And once the Esther Rabbi Yosef Zatzal about davening on a plane, should one sit or should one stand? So he gave a very practical answer. He said, whichever way you'll have the most kavana, that's the way you should daven.
Say it
applies to a car. Yeah. If I'm going to daven outside the car, I won't have kavona because of all the people coming and going.
It's also, it's like people...
Whatever it is. But that's all, you don't have kavona. That's included in that. That's exactly the point. You know, you won't be comfortable davening. You won't daven properly. Then you're better off sitting when you daven.
Is it
a big b'di'evet to say shemesh sitting? It's a but that's all. No kavona is a bigger b'di'evet. So, we always have to keep in sight what the halacha is. So we have this notion of tashlumin that really goes side by side with the notion. There's a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan, the halavai, a person should daven 1,000 times a day. It's a mind-boggling idea. The three tefillas themselves are a mind-boggling idea. A mind-boggling idea. I asked my Talmidim today, I said, tell me, I have a shayla for you. On January 22nd, I can bring you all down to Washington, and you can speak to President Trump for 5 minutes. Is there anyone in this room? I'll get you in and I'll speak to you for 5 minutes. Is there anyone in this room that's not going to come with me? So everyone will come. So the new president of the United States, he had a chance to speak to him for 5 minutes. Who wouldn't go?
Be surprised.
I would be surprised. So Kitzah Hadram, I said, let's understand for him. Let's hope that Trump will be a good president. But Acharig Echleis HaKod, he's a boss of Adam like all the rest of us, right? As we say each day in davening, Teitzer Ruchu Yoshu Lad Mosa, you know? We're all getting out of here. So, what's the big deal? You know. But Right now, he's important, so we'll go speak to him. I said, what would happen tomorrow morning if you're drinking your coffee at the dining room table, kitchen table, and while you're drinking your coffee, an ant walked in from the window and he stopped about 2 feet away. He says, don't worry, I'm not going to bother you, Danish, your coffee. I just want to chat with you. You tell him, sugar, what are you? Who are you? Just throw you right back in the backyard with the worms where you belong. What are you doing here? That ant is a lot closer to us than we are to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The merchuk between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom is geometrically greater by far than the difference between the ant and us. If the ant would come to the breakfast table and wanted to chat, we'd throw him out. And there we come and we speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is interested in what we have to say. It's mind-boggling, the notion. And not only that, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us 3 times a day, he obligates us, once maybe with the rice, or twice with the Rabbanon. And halavai she'is palalodim kolayim. Any time that I wake up and I want to talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's my right. It's mind-boggling. I'll go speak to the greatest king in the world, whenever I want. License to speak to the king. So who am I? What am I? We have any comparison between ourselves and the Rabbeinu Shalom? It's a tremendous chesed Hashem that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us. And it's one that we can avail ourselves at any moment in life. Any time that we want. We can ask the Rabbeinu Shalom for Rachmei Shammai. I mentioned many times, we need to focus on tefillah. It's not just, it's a text. It starts on page 23 and it ends on page 92. Why is the chazan slept so much today? We missed the whole point. If at some point in the davening, I'm not saying we're not yetzi, that's not the issue, yetzi, not yetzi, but if at some point in the davening we don't really feel that I'm speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom and connecting with him, we missed the point. But that's it. It's a shadow of what it's supposed to be. The real deal is, I'm speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm granted an audience, and what I said can make a big difference. So we realize that each word with the Rabbeinu Shalom was so important. So we would rush really to want to avail ourselves of the opportunity of speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom.
You're mainly addressing Shemoneh Esrei?
Not bedafka. It's better in Shemoneh Esrei, but I'm not only not dafka. Is that at some point in davening we connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom? In Pesukah de Zimra we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at least this
talking
what?
To him.
What? Listen. If we connect, which we get the philosophical aspects of it. This is a Shavuot, this is a Dod, this is a Chon of Atvila, forget all of that. Did I connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom at some point? If I connected at one point in the whole davening with the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it's not a bad day's davening. One point, some point, in Pesukah de Zimra, in Kriya Shema, in Birchas Kriya Shema, in Shemoneh Esrei, somewhere, someplace I connected it, We got on one page. Then we accomplished a great deal. So, this is rooted tefillas rachmin, We need rachmin all the time. Since tefillas rachmin, so we have the right for tashlumin to come to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I missed the tefillah, I want to make it up. What it means that we two each speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rav Volbo, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Mashgiach of Ber Yaakov, one of the famous Balei Musar of the Le'ez Dor. So I've told them this before, I mentioned this before, that he was a Mashgiach in the Yeshiva, and he didn't daven Mincha in Yeshiva. So the Rosh Yeshiva came to him and said, listen, the Mashgiach, we need you to come to the davening. Talk to the wall, it didn't happen again, I'm garnished, So finally he gets a hold of him and says, listen, what is the problem? I didn't ask too much to the Mashgiach and Yeshiva Shadav and Mincha and Yeshiva. So I've always said to him, listen, let me explain. In the wintertime, you may know that I daven Mincha and Yeshiva. Why, he said? Because mincha is before the second Seder. In the summertime is a day, is a long day, so they make mincha after the second Seder. So that's when I don't daven in yeshiva. He said, why? He says, I daven shachris at 7 o'clock in the morning. To wait till 7 o'clock at night to speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom again is too difficult. I can't. So in the summertime, I have to daven a mincha in the early afternoon. Can't wait 12 hours between my chats with the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a person that understood that he's speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I have the most audacious thing the Rabbeinu Shalom has done, he's given us the ability to speak to him. So we have Tzvilas Rachmin, you know. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that halavai a person should be mispalo kol hayom. I've been 1,000 tefillas a day. If I connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's awesome. Why give me this opportunity? Because tefillas Rachmin, you know. That aspect of tefillah, I feel there's a connection with the Rabbeinu Shalom. To understand it as a connection. That's the yisoid of what tefillah is. That's the yisoid. Now, second. Now, what is Tfilas Teshlumen exactly? Well, we'll try to figure it out a little bit. On one hand, Tfilas Teshlumen, if a person didn't daven, got stuck on the highway, got off the highway, it tastes like a chavim already. Finished. Over. So good, it was a latest. Daven Marv, if tomorrow, I'll daven another tefillah. That's the makeup for the mincha, the makeup tefillah for mincha. Why makeup? The Rishon wants me to daven 3 times a day. If I miss this, so daven after this, but I daven. So that's clear enough. Now, that's supposing a person didn't daven at all. Suppose I davened and I omitted the bracha of Hashiva Shofteinu, I just skipped it. And after I finished Monesrei, and after night time came, I got up to Hashiva Shoftenu Marish Monesrei, and I said, I know for sure I didn't say this in Mincha. No way. Skipped it. Whatever the reason why I skipped it, but I skipped it. So what do we do now? First guy didn't daven at all. This guy, listen, he did 18 out of 19 brachas, not bad. 18 out of 19, get to the Hall of Fame with some percentage like that, you know, 95% of it, pretty good. But the dinner's not Yotze Shmonesrei, nothing. So having left out a whole bracha, like he didn't daven altogether, so Mamele has to make Teshlum. Okay, no. So that would cover. Let's say, for example, that I daven Friday afternoon and I left out Hashiva. Friday night, I realized that I didn't say a Shiva at Mincha. No, so I daven Marv twice. Which Marv? The Marv of Friday night. So far, so good.
Meaning
it's Tashlumen
on Shabbos is not
going to
be wicked for the Shabbos?
Correct. Tashlumen is always the tefillah you're doing now. Got it?
Meaning, let's say a person misses.
But don't always one simple rule. Whatever that really makes no difference. You would say Sim Shalom, but it makes no difference. You'd say whether you said Shalom Rov or Sim Shalom with both tefillas. That's of a minor consequence. It's a remez ba'alma to the Brichas Kayanim. The Gros says that we have the Sim Shalom. That's all. But it's in the halachic ultimate halachic scheme of things. It's not important. It's also not important. You left it out at Mincha Yeyotze. And if you put it in Shachos, all you did is you killed the Smichas Gula, the Tefillah, but Yishmon Esrei is the same. So all these are peripheral.
Well,
God,
things
I can't be over on Shabbos. Oh, we'll get to that. That's a whole different story. But if you left out Ashiva Shoftenu, everyone agrees. Friday night, it's Friday at Mincha. Friday night, I realized that I'm in the Shabbos Shmon Esther for Friday night twice. Once for Shabbos Mincha, and once Tas Tashlum. Now, even though the Tashlum is not going to say Ashiva Shoftenu, but I missed the Tefillah. I made up the Tefillah. Now, what happens if I skip the Alevi Yovel? Happened just the other week in the shul. Rosh Chodesh Tevis was a week ago, back Friday. Shabbos at night, by Marv, somebody came to me, and problem. They left that the Alevi Yovel with Mincha. What did I do? So this happens to be as a subject of one of Chalikas, the Riff and the Rambam, such the Brochus. Now, the simplest view is, listen, if you left out Yalav Yovel, do you have to daven again? Yes. Yeah, so, simplest take on that is, you weren't Yetzir Shmon Esrei. If you weren't Yetzir Shmon Esrei, it's like you didn't daven. So that's all. So you daven twice at night. If I didn't daven at all on Rosh Chodesh, the night following Rosh Chodesh, I do a Tashlum for Mincha. So, so you're doing a Tashlum for Mincha. If that's, you know, if you didn't daven. So that's one view. That's quite understandable. But the second view says, between the Riff and Tosfos, that no, you don't daven again at night. You don't daven again at night. Why not? Why don't you daven again at night? So they say the following. We'll put it the way Rav Chaya. You said, at night, you're not going to say Yalav Yovel. Okay. But I left that Ashiva Shoftenu with Mincha. I'm not going to say Ashiva Shoftenu with night. And I do daven twice. Everyone agrees to that. So what's the difference if I left that Yalav Yovel and I'm not going to say Yalav Yovel with night, or I left that Ashiva Shoftenu when I won't say Ashiva Shoftenu with night? When I don't say Ashiva Shoftenu, so I have to daven twice at night, Marav, on Shabbos, even though I'm not going to say Ashiva Shoftenu the second time. And when it comes to Yalav Yovel, because I'm not going to say Yalav Yovel, so therefore what? So therefore I shouldn't daven? What is that? Why is that? Why is it different than Ashiva Shoftenu? So the classical explanation attributed to Rav Chaim of Brisk is what happens when I daven Shmon Esrei and I left out, I know for a fact I left out Yalav Yovel, no sveikus, I left it out, I finished Shmon Esrei. So we know the dinners I have to daven a second time. Toiv. Now, I have to daven a second time. So what do I daven a second time? The simplest explanation is that when you leave out Yalav Yovel on Rosh Chodesh, it's the same as leaving out Ashiva Shoftenu on any other day of the year. It's you killed one of the brachas. You just took a knife and you cut it apart. That's it. You left out a bracha, in effect. That's it. It's an essential part of the bracha and Ritzay, and you left it out. So you're not Yaitse, that's all. So if I'm not Yaitse, so it's the same as leaving out Ashiva Shoftenu. So at night, I daven Shal Shabbos two times, even though I'm not going to mention Ashiva Shoftenu in the first one. Doesn't make a difference. So that's one way of looking at it. That is one way to look at it. There's a second way to look at it, no? That. So according to the first way, in actuality, the 19 brachos that I made are actually 19 brachos levatolo. That's it. It's like I left out one of the brachos in Shmon Esrei, and that's I'm not yet. If I left out the Yalav Yovel, there's nothing left. The whole Shmon Esrei just falls apart. As they say in Chinese, gonosh geblieben, nothing remained. Oh, well, you could say, Reb Chaim said, no. The 19 brachos are brachos. And you didn't skip any brachas, so you yaitze Shmon Esrei. And you get credit for 19 brachas, and you know in the zero brachas levatolo. So what do I daven again normally, if I left it out? So this is a second then, a real brisker approach, that you have to mention Yalav Yovel within tefillah, and you didn't do that yet. So Amayla, there's a chiyuv to daven again, not because you first feel it ascend to the Shemayim, but first feel it lacked something. So that has to be, the Yalav Yom has to be part of Shemoneh Esrei. You didn't do it the first time, so do it the second time. But in terms of the surrounding structure, the reality is that you were Yotzei already the first time around.
And the second 19 are in Levatala because you need them.
I need them to be able to make this. You know, I'm a chavin as a tefillah, and it's not. The only time you get in trouble, this is usually when it happens. It's a riff. Every day you dive at 4 o'clock. Today you dive at 1:30. You're busy. What happens? 4 o'clock, you go to shul. Start the daven again. You get up to Kavah Shofar and say, hey, wait a second, I did this 1:30 today. So the Rebbe says you have to stop right there on the dime, and that's it. It's a brochel, that's it. You can't fix it up anymore. You cannot fix up a tefillah that you began with the intention of it being a tefillah shel chiyuv and change it midway into a tefillah shel nedava. That you can't do. So there's a notion of tefillah shel nedava. We'll come to that. So Rebbe Chaim said, if you left out Yalav V'yavo, the 19 brachos are good brachos. And in Shemayim, they checked you off. You daven mincha today. There's another chiyuv in Shemoneh Esrei, and that is that you have to mention the day. This is, if there's a significant nature to the day, it also has to be mentioned in Shemoneh Esrei. It's not ma'akiv the whole Shemoneh Esrei. You were yaitzeh with that. But what it is ma'akiv is that you didn't have a Shemoneh Esrei with this part in Shemoneh Esrei. So you have to daven a Shemoneh Esrei that has a Yalav V'yavo. That's what you're davening for. The rest already you were yaitzeh once. That's fine. So Mamele Rei say that if Friday night, this is the shayla that I had, the guy wanted to know if he has to daven again. He left that Yalav V'yavo at Mincha. Achra in the Zoyscha on the seventh day, Shvi, Shulchanach, though, was not Rosh Chodesh this year. It was one day Rosh Chodesh. So at night, he's not going to say Yalav V'yavo, or does he have to daven again? So normally, what we do is like this. We know how to dodge bullets. So what we do is we say, yeah, we're going to daven again because we have a good chance I wasn't Yaitzeh. But wait a second, good chance is not enough. Maybe I was Yaitzeh. So we Jews are geniuses at solutions. So we said, okay, so I'm going to daven as a makeup tefillah, as tashlumen. But maybe I'm potter from tashlumen because it was already. Maybe I'm potter from tashlumen. Why would I be potter from tashlumen? Because I'm not going to say Yalav V'yavo at night anyhow. Tefillah I have according to one view. And the Yalav V'yavo, I'm not going to have anyhow. So what's the point? So what do? We daven Shemoneh Esrei. But we say, well, listen, just in case the halacha is like the other tzad, and I don't have to daven again, because it's the night time. So in case it's not good, as a regular tefillah, it should be good as a tefillah nedava. Like we have the principle that you can make the Dorum and the Dovus in the Beis HaMikdash. So you can make the Dorum and the Dovus in Tefillah too. You can make a Tefillah in the Dovah also.
Is it an Adava or it's an Adava Al-Tanai you don't
hear? Well, you can make an Adava. Here it's Al-Tanai.
It's an Adava Al-Tanai.
Or it's a Tefillah with a Tanai and the Dovah. Okay? I'm davening because I think I might be Mechuyah. But in case I'm not, I'm bailing. I declare the Tefillah in the Dovah from the beginning. So we paskin, this is the only way that you could to deal with this machlokes. So on Friday night, where there's no possibility of tefillas nedava, why? Because tefillas nedava is rooted in the fact that I can bring a korban nedava in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't have to bring the korbanos that I'm chayiv to bring. I can bring a korban because I want to bring a korban. But on Shabbos, you can't bring such a korban. So there's no tefillas nedava on Shabbos. There's no tefillas nedava. You can't make a tanya of nedava. So this poor guy that messed up Friday afternoon and Friday night is ice. Rosh Chodesh, he's ice. That's it. He can't daven again. There's nothing more to do. That's where the game ends at this point. So this is a fundamental machlekes in the understanding of what, you know, where tashlumen exactly comes in.
We don't say that about like leaving out
Mashav Ruach,
but that's if you didn't say the
bracha. No, Mashav Ruach is like this. Mashav Ruach is if you didn't say the bracha at all. That's clear. Now, there is a Mogen Avraham. There's a Shvera Mogen Avraham. I think it's in Siman Kuf Ches, as I recall correctly. And I interpreted this Mogen Avraham to say the following. Let's say it's Friday afternoon, and you omitted V'sein Talamot of the bracha. And you know you said V'sein bracha. Then you come, it's, you know, somewhere it's December 15th. It's Friday afternoon. I was davening, and yeah, I know, listen, I said B'Sein Broch, I didn't say B'Sein Talamot to the Broch. Now it's Friday night. So what do I do? So if you asked me, I would have said, it's like you left at a Broch and Shmoneh Esrei, it's a bomb, and that's it. So do Tilas Tashlumen. From the Mogen Avraham, it's Meduktik. That's what I was Medayik in the Mogen Avraham, and Rabbi Yoshua learned the same shot in the Mogen Avraham as I did in that regard. That the Mogen Avraham says that it's not like leaving out a Brocha. It's tantamount to leaving out Yalla V'Yova. So as he said, the Sfar is a mind-boggling Sfar. So I still remember Rabbi Yoshua said, listen, if any contemporary person would come in with this idea, he says, we would dismiss it immediately. Throw it right out. But the Mogen Avraham, we can't throw out. Right? The Mogen Avraham is the weightiest Pesach. The Mogen Avraham and the Gro are the two weightiest Pesachim. And Aruch Chaim, and we still haven't figured out what to do when there's a Machlekes, the Mogen Avraham and the Gro, how to be Machriya. Okay, that the Mogen Avraham is heavy, heavy duty. He said, Mogen Avraham is we don't throw out. So it's a huge chiddush. Part of the basis for the chiddush may be that why is it that if you omitted B'Sein Talamot L'Vroch and Baruch Aleinu that you can make it up in Shmak Aleinu? If it's an integral part of the Baruch and Baruch Aleinu, then you shouldn't be able to make it up later. So that suggests that it's not an integral part of the Baruch. It's a throw-in. But it's not an integral part of the Baruch. And Mameila, that's where the Mogen Avraham would be coming from, perhaps. There is a prima godim that wants to say that there's no, that this is not a riot to that idea. The fact that you could make a makeup in Shmak Aleinu and you didn't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu stems from the fact that since half the year we don't say it, so it doesn't have such a fixed place in Shmoneh Esrei. It's not that they said it has to be in Baruch Aleinu. If half the year you leave it out, we could find another place to put it into. It's also fine. That means the Brocha Baruch Aleinu stands with St. Talamot of the Brocha. We have to put it someplace? Okay, it is integral to Shmoneh Esrei. But it is not integral necessarily to Baruch Aleinu. You can put it into Shmak Aleinu too. It doesn't have such a fixed place. That's the Chiddush of Baruch Aleinu. By its non-permanence in the Shmoneh Esrei, it floats. It can float.
You still see it's not part of the bracha, no?
What?
So my says it's not part of the bracha.
It doesn't have a fixed place. Oh, good. But it's a chaylaka. If you left it out, means then you kill Shmoneh Esrei. Whether you had to put it in Baruch Aleinu or Shmak Aleinu, if you left it out totally.
It's a chaylaka of Shmoneh Esrei without being a chaylaka of Shmoneh
Esrei. That means they gave you a choice. You can plug it in one of two places. You have two USB ports for it. Choose your medicine. So if you weren't Yotzi at all Shmoneh Esrei, they're all Brochas Levatolah, if you would take that, if you were like the Prima Godim. So the Mogen Avraham, in effect, says that if you would say the same Talamot Levrocha, and you wouldn't say it again at Marav, or if there's no gay on the day that you switch from the same Tal, and the night, where would you have it? I don't know if there you could have it. There you can't have it, because on Yontif, you don't say the same Tal anyhow. But when you end with Saint Tal and you start Yontif, there you could have it. That's the case that you could have it. Meaning, I didn't say it at Mincha. I should have said it at Mincha of Pesach, and I didn't. So, do you need to make the Shlum? So, from the Mogen Avraham, it's Mashma, and it's dependent on this Machloikus of the Rif and the Rambam, which is, I said, a huge Chiddush, which is a huge Chiddush. This idea. So, Tefila is Rachman, you know. To invoke the compassion of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yeah.
And that's kind of rough. So how about nice to roll and tell somebody not to daven?
If it's Friday night, yes. That's what's meduktik in the Mogen Avraham. I learned the pshat in the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is not clear, you know. But that's what the way I interpreted the Mogen Avraham. And when I brought it up with Rabbi Yoshua, he didn't bat an eyelash. It was quite obvious that he also learned this. He was on the same page with me. He also learned the same shot in the Mogen Avraham. Yeah.
What if the woman usually davens Marav, and one night if she doesn't daven Marav, would she say a second shacharis?
Yeah, she could. I would do it with the Tanai of Nedava. I'm not sure for a woman that, you know, it ever reaches that level of chiv. That we have. I would do it with the Tanai of Nedava in the morning if she wanted to. You know, there are people, there are women, in fact, that are makpid to daven three tefillahs a day, not only two. Essentially, women are only mechuyiv in shachris and mincha d'potah from maharv, and musaf, there's a machlokes achrayim about. Because, I mean, on the one hand, it's obvious it's one of the tefillahs of the day, but on the other hand, it's not a issue of rachmein, you know, directly. So maybe they're potah from it. I mean, I think me'ikr, the dinner of the Chobetz Chaim passed the woman of mechuyiv in musaf too. Yeah? The essence of what's taking place is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us many opportunities to speak to him. But we need to avail ourselves at least a little bit of that opportunity. How vital it is to have that opportunity is evinced by the Nodi B'Yehuda Ratshuva. And that is, there's a very famous question. If Tfilas are Geneged Kabonas Tikno, then why is it in Shachris we don't have the Tomet Shel Shachar? Musaf, we have the, always the Musaf. Why don't we have the code the Shachris Geneged Tomet Shel Shachar? Why not? Yeah, why not? So, you know, the Biyuda has an ingenious solution to this problem. He said, I mentioned the Gemara before, that halavai, a person should daven 1,000 times a day. Korban, we can bring once a day. That's all. So if we would invoke the Korban, I would not be allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei more than once for Shachris and once for Mincha. That's it. So therefore, I purposefully left out the reference to the Korbanos, so that I should be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei as many times a day as I want. So it just gives us a picture of what he said. First of all, we'll discuss a little bit with the din of Tashluminus. It gives us a picture of Tfilas Rachmeinina, the opportunity to speak to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the importance of at some point in the Tfilah connecting with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I'm speaking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's something we have to take very, very seriously. If we would even for a moment that each tefillah understand it someplace during the davening, every day, if we understood it for a moment, we would be transformed. I spoke to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam today. It's a mind-boggling thought. Forget that the boss that I work for is so snotty that I'm lucky if I get into his office once a year to say hello, good morning to him. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself says, I can come whenever I want. Knock on the door. B'chol kareinu elav. The door's open. Come knock. It's a mind-boggling idea. But it's the yisoid of Emunah. That realization that we have the ability to connect with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. With the Rabbeinu Shel Olam grid, we have the wisdom to access the Rabbeinu Shel Olam appropriately through tefillah.